And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:27, up a half on the open. March at 5:41 was unchanged. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at $5, up 2 on the open. March, 5:18, down 3 quarters. May, 5:04, up a half. July, 4:77, up a half on the open. December corn opened at 3:42 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters on the open. March, 3:57 and a half, down 1. May, 3:65, down 3 quarters. July, 3:70, down 1 and a half. September, 3:57 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. December, 3:51, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. December oats opened at 2:61, unchanged on the open. March, 2:68 and a half, down 1 and a half. November soybeans opened at 6:48 and a half, down 3 quarters on the open. January, 6:62, down 3 quarters. March, 6:72, down 2 and a half. May, 6:80, down 2 and a half. July, 6:86 and a half, down 3. Red line November, 6:96, down 3 and a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 196.20, down 30 on the open. January, 196.20, down 20. December soybean oil opened at 27.55, up 1 on the open. January, 27.89, unchanged. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, November feeders open at 150, up 15 on the open. January, 96.40, up 7 and a half. March, 94.55, up 20 on the open. December live cattle open at 85.80, up 25 on the open. February, 89.05, up 20. April, 89.25, up 20. June, 85.95, up 10 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 64.25, down 27 and a half on the open. February, 67.40, down 37 and a half. April, 68.90, down 32 and a half. May, 71.80, down 60 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 90.50, down 2.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
The wheat market, which opened on a firmer tone, has since turned into the red. What's going on there?
Well, I think that basically we're up overnight on the idea as we dropped a percentage point in our crop ratings here with some more rain coming in and some good things happening that way. I think that that 1% this early in the year is not anything really to worry about, and we sort of reversed from that. We're also seeing the export numbers, being tight, and no new real export business happening for us right here, Dave. So those two things combined, why I think with the report coming out Thursday morning, why it just had some profit taking available.
Exports shipped just 9.8 million bushels, a 22-month low this week, Wayne. What kind of numbers do you think will spring some exports open? Clearly, we're rationing demand at these levels.
Yeah, we are, David, and we have to. I mean, let's face it, we are short of wheat in the world, and that's what these high prices do. That's got a 5 in front of the March wheat. It had a 5 in front of the Dease wheat this morning at one point in time. Those are rationing type numbers. So, can we get down and we back off a little bit here? Maybe a 20-cent break back, and we'll see some exports happen. But, right now we've got the world that's trying to use what they've got out there. And, we're seeing, I think, the former Soviet Union opening up some export business too. So, the wheat is probably just a little toppy for the meantime.
Corn and beans also now in the red. What's going on?
Well, the cash markets were steady in the interior, but they were weaker at the Gulf yesterday, we traded down as far as the Gulf basis went that way. We've got a lot of anticipation as to what's going to be happening on Thursday morning with these reports, what we're going to show, how much is actually already built into the report. A lot of that happening. And we're seeing a lot of cash corn moving. We heard that Staley was bidding just two under the D's for cash corn this morning. And that's over $3.40 for corn out of the field, Dave. So we're seeing some of that, rather than look for a commercial home, is just going into the market here now. So that little bit of that's happening, too, that's keeping things under pressure.
How much corn is now out of producers' hands? There's been some debate about that number.
Oh, I think it varies greatly from area to area and farmer to farmer. Most of the farmers have hung on to most all of what they have storage for. So I'm going to say that, probably 30 to 40% of those out of the farmers' hands now, but probably some very tight holding on that last 50, 60%.
All right, then. Let's go ahead and look forward to Thursday and USDA's crop production estimates. Trade puts corn at 10.838 billion bushels and ending stocks at 912 million bushels. Those pretty good numbers in your mindset?
They're what the trade is trading here. I don't see any reason to vary a lot from what the average guess is. I think that, as we looked at some of the numbers that say that Informa put out, they were, we have to say that we don't know that the government will cut down to their levels. But it is a very... it's going to be a positive number. We're seeing that there are a lot of replant corn. Remember, we've talked all year long about the 15-plus percent of corn that was replanted in Indiana. And those acres, as our surveys are saying, are 15 to 20 bushels less than along the way. So when you take that scaling back, the behind level of what we're getting combined in Indiana in comparison, we're going to have to lower our numbers just a little bit there.
At 912 million. I have to ask you, what kind of number do you think would pop this market up and potentially set us up for new contract highs? Do we need to lose another 100 million bushels?
That would definitely do it. I don't know that we need to lose that much. I think it's going to be more a factor of how fast some of the ethanol plants come online and how tight a holder the farmer is. And the price of crude oil. So I think it's a balance of all of those. As we're sitting here looking at the markets, just even while we're talking, we're seeing March corn trade unchanged here now. So there's a real attitude in Chicago and by the end user that they want to be covered before first of the year in many cases.
Soybean numbers, 3.240 billion bushels, ending stocks of 583 million bushels. What do you make of those numbers?
They're great big, Dave. They've been great big all year, and if it wasn't for the corn-bean ratio, beans would be in sad shape with that kind of number. Basically, they are just trying to not lose too many acres and see, say, a 10-million-acre shift is what they're working on right now is looking at this. So that is probably the big thing. I think that we are getting some more bean acres in South America. Their weather's been ideal. Things are going along just fine, and I'm thinking that some of these guys that didn't think they'd have money, I think they should be probably able to find some money to put out acres at these sort of prices, maybe being forced into hedging them here or locking in a price somehow. But I think we'll see more acres out of South America than what we were thinking originally.
Does this report take in the problems that we're having with the harvest in the eastern edge of the Midwest?
No, I don't think it will. I think that, they're going to look at what was out there. We're a little bit behind. They might take just a little bit off for some of the possible field losses, but I don't think they're going to be aggressive at taking those off.
Advice for producers today?
Oh, I think, like I say, if you're in the situation where you don't have storage left and you're in the areas that are paying close to $3.35 to $3.40 for corn, you don't have any choice but just to get rid of that. If you want to re-own it on paper, that's fine and dandy, but you don't pay commercial rates at that bit. And otherwise, we want to be patient and be a fairly good holder of grain.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Let's look at the current tick. December wheat in Kansas City, 526.5 unchanged at the Board of Trade. December wheat, 495.5 down 2.5 March, 515.5 down 3.25. December corn, 343.75 up 0.25 March, 358.5 unchanged. May, 366.25 up a half. July, 371.75 up 0.25. November beans, 648.5 down 3.25. January, 661. Down 1.75. March, 673, down 1.5. November, 697, down 2.5. December soybean meal, 195.80, down 70. December soybean oil, 27.44, down 10. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.